Jared Freyer was a two-time All-America wrestler with the Oklahoma Sooners and represented the U.S. at the 2012 Olympics in London. He coached at his alma mater, followed by a relatively short stint with the Wisconsin Badgers before leaving the sport for a corporate job. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Appreciate you coming by. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to sustain and support this show. And you can give online quickly, safely, and securely anytime at WWIB.com. Freyer left coaching to move his family, his wife and kids, closer to his family in Florida. But wrestling's gravitational pull was too much, and he's back coaching at ninth-ranked Virginia Tech, the Hokies. Jared Freyer is on today's Sports and Commentary. So you were hired at Va Tech in 2017. Before that, you were selling medical devices, Jared, spinal implants. What was that experience like for a big, tough, mean-looking Olympic wrestler with these sometimes ghastly sights and smells in an operating room?
Yeah, you know, there's not many job interviews where they throw you in there, but I got out of college coaching. I was fortunate enough to find this job and have some great people. Kind of, it's not what you know, but who you know. And sure enough, I went from I think the end of March after the NCAA tournament coaching Oklahoma to the end of April. I was thrown into my first spinal implant case, and it was actually a scoliosis patient, and yeah, you don't know. I had no idea. I went in there, and fortunate I didn't faint. I didn't. It wasn't the sights. It was more the, like you said, the smells. Yeah. It's a whole nother thing. Smelling cauterized skin and blood clotting and. But yeah, it was pretty wild. I didn't know until I knew, and sure enough, in the 3 years I was working for Stryker, it was I saw plenty of people faint in the OR, which is something I'm glad I didn't have to go through. But yeah, it was quite the experience. Luckily, I was home. I was near family. My girls were able to have their grandparents nearby. Something that we never had. I'm a Florida kid that there's no college wrestling down there. So to get out and actually have weekends and, kind of live the corporate life. It was different and something that we needed as a family. And it put us in a place that now that we're in Blacksburg is something that it was definitely, God's timing. It was the 3 years that we needed. And sure enough, I wasn't even trying to get out of it. I didn't hate it. It wasn't my passion. But Tony Robey gave me the opportunity, called me really out of the blue, just to see if I had any interest in getting back into college coaching. And my wife knew. My wife knew about a week earlier. She said something's calling us to possibly leave what we got going on right now. And sure enough, I got a voicemail from him after a long day in the OR, and it was time to move on.
Yeah. Wives are good about picking up on that stuff, aren't they? Well, you are one of the best recruiters in the country in college wrestling. What are the big things you're looking for with a potential Va Tech recruit there?
Well, we try to look at the full picture. You want to get around these kids. You can only judge their social media and their wrestling talent on the computer so much. I mean, We like to get to know the family, be around the kid, go to their practices, and really kind of build that relationship with the kids to see what they're truly about. I mean, there's most of the guys that we have coming in, and really in the last 2 or 3 years where we've had some really good classes, their social media accounts are just about silent. We don't want to see every little thing posted on social media. We want to see what they're about and see them doing it in the room and leading their teammates. How they warm up, how they cool down, how much importance does this court and how they carry themselves to them. So I think that's more a part of it is wrestling their passion. Is this what they love to do? Is this what's going to not define them, but what how they want to take this to the highest levels. So the more we can be around their family and know what type of values that they hold and the way they care themselves with their teammates, how they build up their teammates and show by not necessarily just talking about it, but leading and walking the walk. So that's what we really look for. And that's, I think, what's helping our classes at the moment is that now that can recruit them almost a year earlier than you ever could in the last, probably, I guess the rule changed 3 years ago. So now we can start talking to juniors. It only helps. The more we can be around these guys, the earlier. And I think they see the character as coaches because it goes both ways. They have to recruit us, and we got to recruit them. The more we can get close with them, the better off we're going to be. Not only as a staff, but as a class building these kids together.
Yeah, and reports are you've got one of the best recruiting classes in the country coming in there for the next college wrestling season. 41-year-old Jared Freyer, the former Olympian, assistant head coach, associate head coach at Virginia Tech with the wrestling team. And, of course, the NCAAs were shut down because of the coronavirus. And, Coach, let's plan a get-together next time and ask you about this. I mean, there's fear, there's anxiety in just about every home because of this. And as a believer in Jesus, I'd like to find out how he is your peace and how he is your anchor of hope, Jared. So let's do that next time here on Sports and Commentary, if we can, all right?
That'd be great, Greg.